My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can about our health, well, it's priceless today. We need to be able to have a backup system. We need to understand and listen to our bodies more. And I think we need to also be familiar when and if something does come in our direction or the direction of someone we know. Wouldn't it be great if you feel something, notice something, see something, and you have an answer for someone that is extremely frustrated, even yourself, when you don't know which way to turn, but now you've got a little bit of information. That's really important. And it's also just, it could be life-changing, life-saving in many instances as well, to be able to feel better than you have in a long time. And also know that there's going to have to be some things you're going to have to focus on. But, you know, with a little bit of information, we can go a long way. The problem we have today is the misinformation that's all over the place, and misinformation coming from many different angles and many different directions. We learn a lot more on a regular basis because we're hearing about a lot more things that are coming our way, and kind of makes us think sometimes, you know, this is happening to everybody around me and we're all the same age, you know, why isn't it happening to me? Well, maybe we need to ask ourselves some questions and say, maybe I've been doing some things I didn't know that were actually good, or maybe I'm doing all the wrong things and I'm just waiting for something for the ball to drop, if you will. So it does come down to information, education, and all that good stuff. One of the best things you can do is make sure that you're aware and that you have a place where you can ask questions. I bring you the best guest in the industry during my shows during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can also pick up the shows and listen to them and the podcast on the Stay Healthy site as well, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. And you know, the great thing about them is they make sure that they are there to answer your questions and up to date on all relevant information. And because they carry the best of the best in every category, you know what? You're not going to make a mistake. And you're going to have great relationships with people that are in probably the most important category of our lives, which has to do with our health and well-being. That's where you really want to know somebody in the industry so you can get those answers to those questions as things pop up along the way. Stay Healthy is located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage. It's under construction, but boy, it's coming along great. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. You can even find the coupon section, print a coupon at home, and use it on your next visit to the store. Also, leave your email address on there, and you'll start getting information and newsletters sent directly to you. Of course, liking them on Facebook will keep you connected to the store every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking about colloidal silver, and although we talk about it all year long, to me it seems like this is the time of the year when a lot of people become a lot more comfortable with trying colloidal silver, because people still equate it only to things like flus and colds and things like that. And you know what? If that's what helps you through to kind of wrap your mind around how this works, that's okay. But nobody better than Sally Bird to be here today to talk about colloidal silver. Sally's an author, a board-certified traditional naturopath, a licensed body worker, and a master teacher with the Institute of Human Individuality, spearheaded by Dr. Peter D'Adamo. With 37 years of professional experience, she has amassed a wealth of knowledge in the field of nutrition and living well. Sally is involved in education and sales for American Biotech Labs, the world's leading silver company, who specializes in safe immune system maintenance. Her career has spanned the gamut, from supplement formulation and education with Dr. Titus Vanessa, a well-respected clinical researcher in the field of anti-aging, to sales and education for the Hain Celestial Company, personal care division, and sales, training formulation for Tree of Life supplement brand, along with hands-on experience as a founding partner with Progressive Health Strategies in North Carolina, a wellness center since 1997. She's also co-authored two books, Are Your Kids Running on Empty? And Hey Mom, I'm Hungry, What's for Dinner? With Ellen Briggs, who shares her nutritional passion for the youth in our society. Sally is well known as a crusader for wellness and for longevity. She is personally committed to inspiring positive dietary changes in people's lifestyles through her seminars, media appearances, industry events, and consumer interactions. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Sally.
Good morning, Dr. Jeffrey.
How are you?
Fabulous.
Are you home or are you a world traveler?
I'm in Florida now. It's great.
Oh, that's great. I was telling somebody about you the other day, and, you know, they'd asked, they love listening to you when you're on the air, and they said, is she ever home? And I said, I think once in a while. I said, she's on the road. I said, but think about what she's doing. She's spreading the word. She's educating. She's teaching. She's informing. She's enlightening. And, you know, without that kind of hands-on education and enlightenment, a lot of people may not learn something that could change their life dramatically or give them the information to share with somebody else who is in desperate need, because not all the good information is on the front page of the paper.
That is correct. Or even online. It is still word of mouth, hands-on. When you need it, you need the information. You know, instead of people checking their phones all the time, sometimes it's a word from a person who knows, right? Who's living this every single day. So, so much is construed online now. It is not our only, it is a fabulous tool for information. However, the real deal is the real deal. And when you're meeting people who actually walk their talk, who are living what science says, right? Mm-hmm. Who practice what they preach, like we've been doing for so many years, it really helps. If we can lend a different view on something they may be confused about. We were just at a trade show this last weekend, and it happened again. People get burned, cut. They are walking around with sinus infections, and we were handing out silver lozenges left and right.
Yay! Love the lozenge. I mean, I mean, you know, I use them all the time, but I mean, I had that hands-on experience at a show, and I remember I came to your booth and I was like, and I couldn't even talk. And it was when I really learned how effective a lozenge could be. And I've tried many lozenges over the years. I've tried them all, and I'm a big believer in all of them, elderberry and all that kind of stuff. But I have never ever seen a sore throat heal as fast as it did with the colloidal silver lozenges. And that was when I kind of found out about the amount of silver that's in every lozenge. And I thought to myself, well, no wonder. And you got Manuka honey in there, and they made it taste fantastic. And then on top of that, it just really, really works. I don't go anywhere, travel anywhere. And even if I'm going to be out for the day, just for the day, I don't go out without them. I've got a couple in my pocket all the time just because of the fact that it doesn't matter if it's 120 degrees, if it's 40 degrees, germs are germs are germs, and one way or another, we're coming in contact with them, and I want to be protected.
That's right, and that's a great way. I'm traveling with. I have two on my desk right now, one in my mouth and more in my purse. So we're ready, right?
You know, if you had to tell somebody a story about, you know, maybe the beginning of using colloidal silver or how it actually was kind of brought about, is there any, you know, in your mind about, you know, the very beginnings of colloidal silver?
Well, that's a great question. Traditionally, as we know, silver's been used for really centuries. Years ago, were lining wine casks and urns with silver, with sterling silver. They were also lining the aqueducts that were running through the cities because that was their antibiotic in those days, besides a variety of herbs and flowers. So many, many years ago, there were civilizations that discovered that silver, when used in their cooking and in their water supply and in their environmental conditions, would keep them from getting sick. So even in India, you know, that country, you know, it's coming very rapidly into the 21st century now, but for thousands of years, they didn't have refrigeration. They were, and still do, eat silver in their diet. They have a silver-plated fennel seed, which will help digestion, right? That's what fennel does. It's an appetite suppressant, helps with digestion, and then they're coated with this silver plate, which helps protect you against something you may just have consumed, or say something had a bacteria or virus in it, you're less likely to become ill. Then you move to even Europe. In England, when the royalty were eating on their sterling silver silverware, they were actually known as blue bloods. That's another story that is not affiliated with silver biotics. However, they would be ingesting silver every single day. And this silver wasn't exactly as healthy because it was giving them a slightly blue tint to their skin. And if you fast forward to the Australian outback and the wild, wild west, cowboys were putting sterling silver or coins that were 100% silver or 99.9 into barrels of water to prevent bacteria from growing. So for thousands of years, it's been in our food supply. It's just people were using it, you know, instead of an antibiotic. Then when antibiotics were discovered, they slowly have, you know, definitely outpaced the natural remedies. Even in the hospitals, midwives, and for all births, silver was used in an infant's eye right after they're born, before, you know, right after they're cutting the umbilical cord. They would use silver nitrate in baby's eyes as a form of an antibiotic so that child would live. Now, in most hospitals, it's all been replaced with antibiotics. There are many midwives that will still use silver if the birth is not taking place in the hospital. So it's incredible the amount of usage for both water preservation, wine and food preservation, and just maintaining a healthy flora inside a human body. You know, they still use silver shavings at holidays in India in their cakes. They still eat it. It's fascinating.
You know, I was at a midwife birth maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, and when the baby was born, the midwife had these little, like, they look like little towelettes, but they were actually soaked in a solution of colloidal silver, and she wiped the baby down completely, put silver on the umbilical, and put drops of colloidal silver in the baby's eyes.
An intelligent midwife. That's fantastic, because it gives the baby, a child, to grow into their immune system without cutting it off, because the silver biotics, a healthy form of silver, does not kill the probiotics in a baby, which when it's going through a traditional birthing will develop most of the probiotics as they're coming out of the birth canal. So that's just amazing, and kudos to whoever that wonderful midwife is.
You know, I think some of the things that I still continue to learn about colloidal silver are is the feedback that comes back from people that tried something with it, you know, just to try. They were using it for other things, you know, taking it every day, swishing for their gums, using it for their immune system. But then they use the gel on a burn or a wound or a sore, or, you know, they had a sliver that got infected and they put the silver gel over there in that area, or, you know, they stepped on something and, you know, they had, they were bleeding and after started healing, they were using the gel. But I mean, just the feedback that comes back from saying, hey, I tried this and it was awesome. And I figured, you know, why not, you know, that kind of philosophy. And I just think that it's great because it reminds me that a lot of people are, you know, thinking about other things they can use it for. And I think that's why it makes it such a great product. It's versatility, but also the effectiveness in so many different fronts.
Yes. And if your listeners would like a protocol book, it can be online or you can get a physical copy. There's a really great website that empowers health through science-based learning called Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R, useinstitute.com. So it's silveruseinstitute.com, and it actually will give the protocols of the AG-404 molecular structure of the Silver Biotics brand, which is completely safe to use on an everyday basis and will not kill the body's probiotics.
I wonder sometimes, you know, is silver as well respected now in other parts of the world that you're traveling to, or are you part of the education on getting them on board, or is it in the mindset already? You know, because things that we talk about now, Sally, you know, when we talked about them 30 years ago, people were like, what? And now today, people, we can talk about things and they're familiar, or they're already have already adopted that mindset of health and nutrition and supplementation. But silver is a real different topic. And sometimes I'll talk to people about it today and they have no idea. And these are people that I figured, you know, would have heard about it, but they haven't.
Well, that's a great question. In the country of India, they know about silver. Mm-hmm. In other countries like the UK, Europe, only a very few people understand it. Even though it was widely used in the bubonic plague centuries ago, they just don't apply it. They are very medication friendly. So we are the example as we go out into the marketplace and in doing our daily work, and you're having all this education on your shows. We are the mouthpiece for integrative healing, per se, and aging well. So we still have to, on a daily basis, broadcast how wonderful silver is as part of one's daily program. And it's so easy to take, and it tastes like water. You know, it's one of the easiest supplements to consume on a daily basis.
You know, I have a friend and her husband is a doctor on the East Coast, and he's in New York, and also he's in Johns Hopkins and other places, and he is a infectious disease physician. Now, I've known the family for a long time, and I've heard stories how he says that every day when he gets up, every night before bed, and before he starts his shift, he actually will take a teaspoon of colloidal silver and uses a lot of probiotics. He says, there are things that we can control. There's things we can't. His mindset is, I need to wrap myself in bubble wrap, if you will. And you could not change his mentality. And I think it's brilliant.
He is a fabulous, educated man. He is taking his science seriously, and he knows. He studies it every day, right? And he's mm-hmm. open to natural integrative measures. So, yes. Insulating us in some bubble wrap sounds good to me, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had it on a plane with you and the person next to you was sick and you just could not help yourself but to talk about it?
Okay, of course. One instance, we're flying back from New York last week, as a matter of fact, and I had a 71-year-old educator who used to be in the medical system who is now teaching doctors better ways to do things. And she still does two or three trainings a day when she's out in the marketplace. And she travels about 2 weeks a month. So kudos to her. Well, she started coughing on the plane. She had just been talking all day. And lo and behold, gave her some lozenges, gave her some sachet sample of the silver gel, and I had some liquid also on the plane. So by the end of the plane trip, she was completely sold and very excited to know that she had an extra level of defense against her love for travel and her education processes.
You know, I think the reason that I always try to protect myself when I'm traveling, it just seems like no matter what part of the plane I'm sitting in, everyone around me is always sick. And I mean, you may go up and down the aisles and there's not one person snotting and sneezing and coughing, but then you get back to the section that I'm sitting in, and it's like there's a sign there, sick people, come back here. And it's just the craziest thing. So you can't depend on everything to not come in your direction. You have to assume that you're going to be around sick people. And I think once I started assuming it, it just was a lot easier to deal with.
It's preparation. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, we have to have our little first aid kit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. And people are sick everywhere. And then we see the people that are scrubbing everything in their seat. Well, there's no way, think about it. You're sitting in a seat. How many thousands of people have been sitting in those seats?
Sure.
How really well do they clean them?
Oh, it's a fluff. It's a fluff.
You always see people cleaning the little tables. It's like, mm-hmm. You can't clean the cloth. You know, sometimes the leather up front in first class or something, but it's interesting. So you have to have it from the inside out because it's not going to be external. And if you don't have to stress out about it, that already raises your immune system because your adrenals will be happier. So that's why using a product like Silver Biotics every day in whatever form you like just makes sense.
You know, you suggested one time, and of course I've done it ever since, and I was talking to Marge yesterday, and she said, make sure you remind people about it as well. But, you know, it does make sense. We cannot purify the air inside of a plane, a train, or an automobile, much less at our work or in any place that we go during the day. The air is the air is the air, and you're going to breathe it. You know, we don't always breathe through our mouth. Most people breathe through their nose, which means that what's going in also is all the bacteria and all the germs. And Marge said, remind people that you can put some of the silver inside your nasal passage. And you know what? I think I've done it ever since then. A lot of times when I get to the airport, you know, I'll go get through security. I'll go into the bathroom and I will put some gel up inside both of my nostrils. And I think to myself, you know what? You know, if things are going to come this way, if I can disarm some of it, if I can take away some of the harmful part of it, you know, I'm going to do that. And if anything, it's just going to protect me.
Yes, and that is fantastic that you do that, because when you use the silver in your nose, and the gel is so easy to do that because you can put it on your hands, your face, your hair, your neck, everywhere, and just at the base of your nasal passages, that'll also protect your brain. Because that's where we are constantly fending off pathogens, is through our nose. And what about the people that fall asleep traveling with their mouths open?
Yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of them. So that's where even ingesting a little shot of silver before you get on the plane or having a lozenge with you really helps. And then the silver gel, which comes in a PSA-friendly 1.5-ounce size, it's perfect for traveling even to the grocery store. You don't have to get on an airplane. You could be on a cruise ship, going to the store, going to a casino, driving in the car. It just helps.
You know, I got to tell you, I was down at the corrals last weekend and I was bleaching out the water containers for the horses. And I always remember to wash my hands and rinse my hands after handling bleach. But for some weird reason, I had the bleach on my hands. I got a phone call. I had to go back home. And when I got home, as I was talking, I raised my hand and I rubbed my eyes. And oh my goodness, I was on fire. And my right eye was so bad. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? What do I put in here? And I'm like, oh, silver, duh. So I went upstairs to my bathroom and I put some silver full strength in my eye. And then I closed my eye and put a cold cloth over it for a minute. And then about 5 minutes later, open it up, pour more in. And I did it this way for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes with the cold cloth. And then when I opened my eye, there was no redness and the burn was gone. And I still have put it in there a couple more times during the day. But I'll tell you what, the stinging and the burning of that, and I mean, I know better. You know, you just get sidetracked. You know, who hasn't done something like that? Who hasn't cooked with cayenne pepper and then gone to the bathroom? Ow. Sooner or later, we've all done some crazy things. But I got to tell you, number one, it was great that I thought silver first, which made me feel really good. And number two, it was just one of those hands-on situations that I can talk about because I did it.
And that was brilliant. And the fact that you used a cool cloth, which is common sense for inflammation. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Speaking of hot peppers, has anybody ever been cutting hot peppers and then rub their eye?
Oh, done it.
Many, many times. Right?
Yeah.
So we've used silver gel in the kitchen for that, especially if you're traveling, but you did the absolute correct thing. And that was easy. You didn't have to go to an emergency room for that.
Mm-mm. But I'll tell you, the burn was, it's just amazing when I wrap my mind around this, thinking to myself, how fast it just disarmed the burn. And that was very, it was so quick. And, you know, I thought to myself, wow, just one. And I said, nope, I'm going to put the cold cloth and do it 2, 3, 4 times, you know, just to make sure, you know, a little overkill in a good way. So, but, it reminded me, I mean, since then, the other night I was bleaching, and of course I washed my hands like 3 times after. I wasn't going to take a chance this time. But, you know, it does work. And, I mean, I have put it in full strength in my animal's eyes. I have a Shih Tzu. I have a lot of dogs, but I have a Shih Tzu that at one point in time was with a friend of mine and playing with her shepherds and lost her eyesight. Well, the eye still gets circulation. They didn't have to remove the eye, but the eye builds up a lot of cruddy stuff. So you have to clean her eye 2-3 times a week. And every time that I clean her eye, I put silver in there. I mean,
perfect.
It's great because she can't see it coming when I'm doing that eye, so I could put a good dose in there, you know, and then I just close her eye and kind of massage the eyelids a little bit. But, you know, I know that it's keeping things like bacteria down, and I know that it's really helped to keep it from dying completely within the eye from like a bacterial infection, because she still gets circulation to the eye. She just is unsighted on that eye. And I've used it in horses' eyes, dogs' eyes. I've used it on burns. I've used it on cuts. I put the gel on a horse's because horses will find any sharp thing anywhere and find it and cut themselves on it. And they're really good. And it may take you a week going through the corral to find that one little thing that they rubbed on. But they cut themselves all the time. But why not use the gel? I think it's great. And plus, it stays in place.
Yes. And remember, hospitals. Mm-hmm. In burn units and hospitals have been using silver applications, bandages, and dressings for years, and they're still doing it. That's mm-hmm. one place where silver is still used in the medical arena, is in the hospitals.
We're talking today with Dr. Sally Bird, and we are talking about Silver Biotics. All of the products from Silver Biotics are 25% off, Marge let me know. So when you go in and you want to try all these products we're talking about, you know, the lozenges, the silver, the gel, all this great stuff under the Silver Biotics label, which is my silver of choice. It is the company I recommend because I know the quality, the integrity, and I've seen the results because I've just clumsy enough that I've been able to experience them. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. Dr. Sally Bird here today. Don't go away.
Sunny Mood is a feel-good formula that can help lift your spirits when you're feeling down. This innovative product supplies a broad spectrum of phytonutrients and essential minerals to target mood and emotional health. Mood Enhancement. Sunny Mood supports a positive mental state to promote feelings of happiness and well-being. Plus, it features a powerful rhodiola extract that is standardized to a minimum of 3% rosaphins and 1% salidricides. Emerging research has demonstrated rhodiola's mood-elevating and brain-energizing effects. Emotional balance. Sunny Mood supports emotional stability and calmness. Combining adaptogenic botanicals, soothing nerve relaxants, and harmonizing nutrients such as L-theanine, this multifaceted formula can help you maintain mental balance during times of heightened emotional stress. Sunny Mood is designed for overall mental health and is ideally suited for individuals with temporary depressed mood, occasional anxiety, emotional reactivity, temporary stress-related exhaustion, and mental fatigue. Sunny Mood can be used daily for health maintenance or as needed to balance the mind and emotions. Sunny Mood from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids.
All right, we're back. Today we're here with Dr. Sally Bird representing Silver Biotics. Of course, all the products available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. Stop by and see what a full-service health food store is all about. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service. It's a fully packed store with the best of the best every day, as well as great prices and that feel-good feeling and peace of mind that comes when you finally found some people that can help you out. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You know, Sally, every time we get together and we talk about the silver, I have a lot of people that are texting me asking more and more about the lozenges. You know, I wonder what it was that made you guys come out with the lozenge. I'm so happy. Something had to be like this aha moment. And, you know, and I also learned something that every one of the lozenges has, you know, I think is it a teaspoon of colloidal silver in every lozenge? That's brilliant.
Yes, it is brilliant. There is one full teaspoon in every lozenge, and the reason why the company finally succumbed to making lozenges, because it was a request they've had for many years, because people will actually use them. They're travel-friendly. They don't have to drink anything. They can put them in their pocket. They're safe for children, and they taste amazing. And with the healing properties that Manuka honey has, Manuka honey has so much science behind it for liver, immune health. The fact that it contains hydrogen peroxide is kind of a cool thing, amongst many other immune properties. Mixed with the silver, it's like a very tight marriage. And then adding in some organic peppermint oil for a flavor profile and also to soothe the throat and stomach acids. It's really a well-designed product. It does have 4 grams of sugar. I always like to let people know that, but a diabetic can have up to 10 grams at a time. So even a diabetic person can have several of these per day should they wish, and they can always check with their doctor to make sure. But when you have a child who may be getting sick, and you can give them a lozenge that tastes fantastic, it's kind of like a gummy. Kids love gummies. Even adults like gummies, right? And we know that they're not always the best form, but we'll take them because they're convenient. And that's what the Manuka honey and silver lozenges do. They're convenient, and they work with an extraordinary amount of silver in it. It's enough silver to help neutralize staph and E. coli. That's a big deal, within minutes.
Let me ask you a question. You know, I'm thinking to myself, something you just said, what if someone wants to use the lozenge a couple a day as their main source of their silver because they're not somebody that will follow the liquid? Can that be their daily source of silver?
That's a fantastic question. Yes, it can, because the average person, even on the box, which is FDA cleared, it says take 2 teaspoons per day. That would be 2 lozenges will give you adequate immune support. Now, if you're feeling something coming on, we would always add in an extra couple teaspoons or a tablespoon of the liquid on top of it. But for adequate daily immune support for health and wellness, 2 lozenges per day will work.
Wow. You know, because I think you hit on something that's really important, is that there's a lot of people out there that are not going to do the liquids and swish and gargle and swallow. And there are people that'll do, they know what they will do. And so we try to make sure that we have the availability for those people. But I just thought to myself, you know, I know people like that, that will, they'll definitely have 2 lozenges, 3 lozenges a day if they know they're getting their silver without having to do the liquid. So I'm going to use that as a tool. I think that's a great idea.
It's consumer acceptance. You know, when you whip out a vitamin bottle of any kind, people get skeptical. Okay, what are you giving me? What's in it? Blah, blah, blah. You take a lozenge out of your pocket, no one even questions it. Oh, this will help me fine, and they put it in their mouth. It's really funny if you start gauging what's going on in the public. Like, no one even asks me the ingredients when I give them a lozenge. I just tell them there is 4 grams of sugar. This should knock it out within 10 minutes, and it tastes great. And that's all they need to know.
That is so true. You know, because, you know, I think about some of the lotions and things today that are fortified with things like turmeric and natural things for pain that people carry with them. And they're putting it on their hands and they're massaging it into their wrist because they have sore hands and arthritis. And most people, what they see is a lotion. So nobody ever thinks twice. I mean, in a lotion form, it's just accepted as a lotion. And lozenges are accepted exactly the same way. Here's a lozenge for your throat. Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no questioning. There's no terrible taste. There's no burning of the tongue. There's no irritating, overpowering menthol, you know, that sometimes, you know, people get down about halfway through and have to spit it out because the menthol is just so strong that's in there. It's not like that. This you just really enjoy it all the way through.
That's right.
Yeah, so no, this is enlightening a little bit because I mean I talk about them all the time, but it does make more sense to recommend them. And you know, if anybody has ever used the topical gel before, they know how, number one, how it stays in place. And you know, I've used liquid before, I've dabbed it, I've poured it on a burn before and things like that. You know, but the gel is nice because I can put it where I want it to be and you know, 20 minutes later, it's still in place. You know,
yes,
and it's still working. Yes. That's very, very important.
Yes, it's an invisible bandage against pathogens. It's brilliant.
You know,
silver gel is a miracle gel because it helps people with so many different things.
There was a lady that I saw. I got bumped up to first class, about 6-7 months ago, and I was traveling. And the lady sitting next to me, I think she was very germaphobish, and we started talking a little bit, and she was wiping down her trays and everything, doing that routine you were talking about. And she had gone to the bathroom, she came back and she had this little tube and she squirted this stuff and started rubbing it all over her hands, and I could see what it was. And she was rubbing it in, and I said, yep, can't be without that silver biotics gel. And she goes, you know about this? And I said, oh, yeah. And I pulled out my bag and I said, have you tried the lozenge? She goes, no. And I said, you want to? She goes, yes. So I gave her some lozenge.
That is too funny.
But that, I mean, I knew what that tube was, and probably most people would never have ever thought anything of it. But I know what the tube looks like. And, you know, so we started talking, and she's a huge, huge advocate of your line. She takes the liquid a couple times a day. She uses the gel, and I am sure guaranteed that she's using the lozenges now, too.
Smart, smart traveler she is.
A lady just chimed in and she said, I'm not sure it was okay to do this, but I have a newborn that developed cradle cap, and I decided to take some of the gel with just a little bit of the liquid and just massage the top of her scalp with it, and it seems like it took care of the cradle cap. I don't know why, I don't know how, I just know it did.
That's another wise listener. Yes, what happened is a lot of times cradle cap is a yeast coming from the mom into a newborn, and it gets all scaly up top, looks like a form of maybe eczema or psoriasis, And when silver is applied, whether it's liquid, you can use it as a hair wrench, or normally babies don't have a lot of hair, so you can massage the gel into it. It will eradicate that problem because the silver can actually neutralize yeast. So it helps with the scaliness of the skin. If it were a chronic condition, you can add a little bit of oil of your choice, like even an organic olive oil would work, or an almond or something nice, into the gel. It'll also hold in the moisture a little bit longer. And some folks at some of these spa shows, they're massaging the healing cream, Jeffrey, into people's scalps with a scaly scalp.
Let me ask you a question. When you decided to bring the CBD into the one product, where did that come from, the idea? Was it just, you know, why not bring something in that even takes us to another whole level? Or was it just, you know, the research is now pointing in that direction? Or, you know, is just, was it requested? I'm curious.
Yes, and an excellent question. Consumer demand.
Uh-huh.
Many consumers wanted a healing-type cream that would also work on pain. And even using silver on its own will help reduce inflammation. But when it's combined with the frequency of the whole hemp plant, mm-hmm. the frequency skyrockets.
Okay.
So that what that means in simple terms is that pain is usually subsided in about 15 or 20 minutes. It's not usually instant, but usually about 15 or 20 minutes for minor aches and pains on your knees, lower back, elbows, hands. However, since your last show, Jeffrey, I have been telling everybody to use it on their face for ladies who can't sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
That has been a hit.
Great.
So I thank your listener who told you, because we had just discussed it on the last show, and people are using the CBD cream because it's so rich and creamy from that extra 300 milligrams of pure organic hemp oil. It's just a rich night cream. And it helps to calm people down because it's working on your adrenals. So it's really helping some of the ladies, like you said, put it on the temple, put it under your eyes, put it on your face. So people are loving it as a night cream now.
You know, and I had talked to her after the show a little bit more, and she says she has friends that use it on the under eye area where you can get those little bags under the eyes. She also uses it on the brow and the temple and also on the back of the neck. And she says, you know, people are getting really good results. And, you know, if it can lull you down into a more relaxed state, then that's really, really great. And can imagine getting a better night's rest without having to use a chemical or anything synthetic, just something wonderfully healthy for your body. I love it. I'm so glad she said it, because I passed it on to a few people myself.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite stories. And for the next long flight, it'll help calm people down without having to consume massive amounts of alcohol, which dehydrates them. You know, it gives people a choice.
You know, somebody just chimed in and they said, you know, I just had surgery last week and, you know, they gave me some a cream to use around the wound because it's so red and irritated, but it burns so badly. I'm going to call my doctor and ask him if it's all right, how he thinks about me using the silver gel. I've used it on other things before, but I didn't even think about this, you know, because it's really burning from the medication they're giving me to use around the adhesions, around the incisions, I think she meant, around the incisions.
Yes, as long as that area is clean, mm-hmm. the silver gel usually works, and that's, she can definitely verify it with her doctor.
Yes.
And it should work very quickly, and if it's severely inflamed, she can also put the gel in the refrigerator, so it will give it a nice cooling effect when it's applied to the skin.
You know what? And that was something else you said before, and somebody told me that they decided to go ahead and chill it, and they found out that it worked really well. And you know what she was using it on? Her son's got metal braces. And not the new kind of Invisaligns, but the old standard metal braces. And she said her gums were so sore that she was chilling down the gel, and her daughter was rubbing it all over her gums in the area. And she said it just took out the sting. And I think it's great. I just wonder, could you add a little bit of maybe a drop of clove oil into it too?
Absolutely. That's antiviral, antimicrobial. That's what we usually recommend for teething children or people with mouth pain. She can even add a drop of myrrh in it also. Myrrh and clove would be fabulous with it.
You know, we learn so many more things by just trying things. And, you know, and listening to what other people, I love to listen to ideas that are brought to me because number one, I'll thought to myself, oh, I remember that. Or number two, I'm like, wow, I never thought of that. You know, but how do we learn? By listening, reading, studying, listening. I think we learn a lot more just by keeping our ears open and listening.
What's great about your show, Jeffrey, and your audience of listeners is that it's kind of like a forum. We're all sharing all the time. And it's very special.
Another thing just came in. It says, if I am fighting an infection and I usually use about a teaspoon a day of the silver, can I take maybe a half a teaspoon every hour, every 2 hours to kind of nip it in the bud and get a little bit more defense, or do I stay on my normal routine of dosage? Good question.
That's a great question. If you're fighting something, we would always increase the dose. So usually, I don't know what you're trying to fend off, but even a tablespoon up to 3 times a day. So you can definitely start increasing to a teaspoon 3 times a day. If that's not enough, go all the way up to a tablespoon several times a day. It's perfectly safe. It will not wipe out your probiotics, and it will work with the other herbs or products that you're already using.
You know, the wonderful thing about colloidal silver is you don't taste anything. You know, it's just amazing how well it works. I developed this routine a long time ago. Every time I take it, I swish it, I gargle it, and then I swallow it. I've always done it that way. I figure if I can get 3 points of absorption and hit 2 areas that otherwise it would just go through the middle and not give you any effect, I mean, why not swish it around for your gums? Why not gargle it for the back of your throat? And then why not just swallow it?
Yes, because it's all going to help your brain work better. Mm-hmm. It can clean out yeast through that whole passage, oral, nasal, goes right up. Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
This is interesting. She said, I did try what you talked about. I hope you get to read this today. I started using the silver with the CBD on my face before bed. It has softened my skin, cleared up some of the red patches on my face, and I am sleeping better. Just thought I'd pass it on. I try to listen to you guys every time you're on and take away one piece of information. I love it.
We keep adding to the list of usages.
But isn't that good, though?
It is. It's great.
Somebody said the other day, they said, so you've been doing this like 40 years, so I guess you know everything. And I said, you have no idea how little I know. I said, you know, we have to retrain ourselves all the time, relearn things, and then new breaking things, and then new takes on things that we knew 5 different ways over the years, and new absorbability studies, new absorption studies, new serving sizes. The one thing I do love about this field is that it is always ever changing, and we're continually having to force ourselves to learn, which is good for our brains, too.
Fantastic. We are learning. We have to stay coachable, always.
Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of people that do think they know it all. And they're always rudely reminded that we don't. And I remember when I had gone back to school, I thought to myself, oh, this will be a breeze. And I thought to myself, you know, I should be able to whiz through this. And I did whiz through it. Don't get me wrong. I did pretty good. But there was so much stuff that I was just like, oh, my goodness, I don't know this. And then another class would come in and I'd be like, okay, well, I don't know this either. So, you know, there's a lot of learning involved. And, you know, you think with all your experience and stuff that there isn't going to be much more to learn. But I really enjoyed learning. I love going back to school.
Yes, it's fantastic. And we only use a very small portion of our brain. So we all have a lot to keep learning and experiencing, which teaches us. No, that's what your listeners are doing for us all the time.
Anything you want to say in closing? It always goes so fast when we're together.
I know. Well, I just want to remind your listeners, definitely don't leave home with Manuka honey lozenges, even if you're going to the grocery store. And remember silver while you're out and about. And for your family's first line of defense, Silver Biotics really, really does work. And it can be mixed and matched with many other products that you already love, including traditional medications, just in case you have to go on them. Remember that. It can be used with traditional meds. So hopefully Silver Biotics and a healthier way of living will become a routine part of your life to save you stress, extra finances, and also just give you a sense of confidence in your own health.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much. You have an awesome weekend, my friend. Do something for you, and hopefully you'll get a little downtime this weekend to be able to do that.
Thank you so much, and see you next time.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
My guest today, Dr. Sally Bird, always a pleasure to have her here. She's so knowledgeable, and, you know, she's traveling all over the world doing what she does. And, you know, you'll see her at all the shows and at companies and businesses and lectures and all this stuff. And, you know, she is so consistent with the quality of her information. And I think that's what makes her so an in-demand lecturer and educator. So I love it. We get to talk to her every single month and see what's new and talk about some of the feedback that we've received and then pass that on. And she's right. We try to bring new things every time we are together here on the show. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. And remember, if you can't tune in live Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived every day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can also download them on the Stay Healthy page as well, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Stay healthy. They've been doing it right for a really long time. Their longevity is definitely on their side. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. That says a lot because, you know, this field, this industry has gone through so many different things, ups and downs and, you know, fighting to be able to keep our rights, to be healthy, to take care of ourselves. And we're a very strong industry today. And Stay Healthy has been part of that most of the way, if not all the way through. And that's a pretty good thing. You figure they're, you know, in their fourth decade, so they've seen a lot. And one consistently will know if you've been going to Stay Healthy, the quality and the integrity that the store was built on. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, incredible amounts of information at your fingertips. And because they carry products that are the best of the best in every category, you're not going to make a mistake. You're not going to get a dog. You're not going to get a bad product, an unhealthy thing. You're going to always choose from the best, and then you'll find the best one within the best for you. And the great thing is you get to have those dialogues and those discussions. And I can't tell you how many times I've been there and sitting up front and watching people walk in and they're like, oh, thank God you're here today. You know, they have their person. Everybody has their person. And, you know, and at Stay Healthy, it's even better because you can talk to anybody. Oh, and if you speak Spanish, four Spanish-speaking folks at Stay Healthy. So if that's something that's more comfortable for you to converse in Spanish, great. Come on down. You can do that as well. But they'll make you feel comfortable, and I think that's really, really great. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays from 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. They really have made a difference in the world of health and nutrition, and they are there to make sure that we're able to make a difference in our own personal health and well-being. By being able to get those questions answered and make sure that you are having a dialogue and having all that good information. Because I'll tell you what, it's priceless today. Because you can let your fingers do the walking and you could find and listen to anything you want to on the internet, and that's fine. But just because it's something that you want to hear and just because it's something that you are looking to find somebody saying to agree with you does not mean it's right, correct, or honest. Sometimes the honest information is not the stuff we want to hear, but it's the most beneficial. I wish you all a happy, healthy weekend. Do something great just for you. Weather's changing. Take care of yourself and check out Silver Biotics products that stay healthy. 25% off on all the line. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For Your Convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.